John was happy in his exile. Around him the apostle beheld witnesses to the flood that had deluged the earth, rocks thrown up from the great deep and from the earth by the breaking forth of the waters. The mighty waves in commotion, restrained by an invisible hand, spoke of the control of an infinite power. And in contrast he realized the weakness and folly of mortals who glory in their supposed wisdom and strength, and set their hearts against the ruler of the universe. From the exiled apostle there went up the most ardent longing of soul after God, the most fervent prayers. The history of John illustrates the way God can use aged workers. Many thought him to be past service, an old and broken reed, ready to fall at any time. But the Lord saw fit to use him still. In Patmos he made friends and converts. His was a message of joy, proclaiming a risen Savior interceding for his people until he should return to take them to himself. After John had grown old in the service of his Lord, he received more communications from heaven than during all the former years of his life. Aged workers whose life interest has been bound up with the work of God may have infirmities, but they still possess talents that qualify them to stand in their place in God's cause. From their failures they have learned to avoid errors and dangers, and therefore are competent to give wise counsel. Though they have lost some of their vigor, the Lord does not lay them aside. He gives them special grace and wisdom. Those who endured poverty and remained faithful when there were few to stand for truth are to be honored and respected. The Lord desires younger laborers to gain wisdom and maturity by association with these faithful men. Let the younger men give them an honored place in their councils. God desires the old and tried laborers to do their part to save men and women from being swept downward by the mighty current of evil. He desires them to keep the armor until He bids them lay it down.